We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, it was fun sitting back yesterday and being able to watch Dallas and Washington. Obviously, Dallas looks horrible. Now, we know NFL seasons take many twists and turns. I mean, they really do. Many, many different twists and turns. And a team looking terrible week 7 doesn't mean they're going to be terrible week 11. But Dallas has been terrible pretty much this whole year, frankly. They really have. Eagles haven't been much better. But I just see a pathway now where it just feels like, even though we know the Birds aren't great, that I think it's fair to say, I think, that the Eagles should win the division. Where do you stand on it? 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Gary in Whitehall. What's up, Gary?
Guys, what a beautiful, dreary Monday morning. How about them Cowboys?
How about that? Love it.
John, mm-hmm. I'd normally say you're a Debbie Downer, but I totally agree with you.
It's not easy to say.
No, it's not. I mean,
but I feel like it's the truth.
You're dead on. I mean, it's actually quite scary. You think about it. I mean, because if you get the positivity in their mind that they should win the division, how are they going to react to that? You know, I mean, psychologically. I mean, are they going to say, well, we could just, you know, relax and take it easy and not play as solid like they should be? So,
yeah.
I really, it's great that they're in the driver's seat, but long way to go. 9 games, and it's going to be a brutal stretch at the end. So I'm against Joe on this one. Totally against Joe.
And Gary, your reason is they're just not good enough to feel that they
exactly.
should. That's the basic
exactly.
bottom line.
They're not good enough. Doug definitely has to do a better job playing play calling. Their defense is still soft, and the injury bug. And granted, I know every team has the injury bug.
And Gary, I'm just curious: who in the division do you think is the greatest threat to the Eagles? Who concerns you the most?
I would say the Washington football team, the way they played yesterday.
Listen, I think that's probably, and Gary, appreciate the call.
I agree.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
It is probably Washington.
And it sounds
time.
Crazy. Kyle Allen.
No, I get it. Hey, listen, Washington's got 2 division wins. I mean, for what that's worth, I mean, you know, they're going to win some they could win some tiebreakers if it comes to that point. And, of course, tiebreakers with the Eagles really aren't going to be a factor, just for what it's worth. Because when you have the tie, you know, when the Eagles have a tie, there's not going to be a tiebreaker with the Eagles unless another team ties. So for what that's worth, it's just a bizarre world this year, man.
We've got so much season left, and that part is scary. You know, I've talked to you before about a season, a team that I was on in Oakland, right? 2002, we came out, we won 4 games to start. Everyone's saying we're, you know, God's gift. And then we lost 4 games in a row. So sitting at the midpoint of the season, everyone had counted us out. Everyone is arguing, infighting. Everyone's rebelling against our coach, Bill Callahan, within that locker room. Similar to what you see going on in Dallas right now. Fortunately for us, we had a bunch of old heads in that locker room, you know, like leadership
yep.
that was able to pull everyone together. We ended up going from 4-4 to 11-5 at the end of the season, ended up going on to the Super Bowl. I'm saying Dallas has talent. That's something you can't say about this Eagles team due to the drafting and the lack of action and bad choices in free agency, bad choices in the draft.
I'm not sure the Dallas talent argument holds up anymore.
They have talent. Do they have skill? They don't have leadership.
Well, they don't have heart. I'll get you.
They don't have heart.
Yeah, I agree with you on leadership, but I also think they lack structure. And what I mean by that is, like, when we talk about Dallas's quote-unquote talent, and we've been using that term for years to describe them, we are normally talking about, we used to talk about a great offensive line that no longer exists, and more in more recent years, we've certainly talked also about skilled position players, right? Highlighted by Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott being pretty good, and Amari Cooper being pretty darn good, and some other receivers that could also do their thing. But, I mean, that's only like five guys on a team of 53. I mean, they quite obvious. First off, they have no defense. I mean, they have no defense. They could have an incredible offense, and they could still go. I mean, they could have an incredible offense, and they could go 7-9.
Well,
I mean, when Dak, and I don't mean this year. I mean, like if Dak Prescott had stayed healthy, if they had the 49ers offense from 1989, they could go 7-9. Because they, for those that don't know, they might actually have the worst defense of all time. James, what's some of the stats you were rolling out?
Yeah,
earlier?
Well, they're on pace to give up the most points in the history of the NFL. They're the first team in NFL history to give up 20 points in the first half of every single one of their first seven games. Like, it's just one after another with their defense. Like, there's a lot of historically bad.
I mean, think of it, like, they're not even rolling with the same offense now that they were earlier in the year when Dak was in there. That's clear. But when they weren't winning many of those games anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they had that game to Cleveland.
There's no question. They're at the bottom.
49 to Cleveland? I mean, that's unbelievable.
They're at the bottom of every list, every stat you can think of, defensively speaking. But then when I look at that list and I apply, you know, where are the Eagles on these lists? I look at where we stand compared to the other teams in our division. And, yeah, we're ahead of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
We're behind the New York Giants.
In which category?
In rush defense. We're behind the Washington Redskins in passing defense. In passing defense and rush defense, we're behind the Giants and the Redskins. You know, so we're third. Doesn't say a whole lot.
No, I got you. I got you. Well, the Eagles are a flawed team. There's no doubt. James, I know you got some news in there. What do you got?
Yeah, Eagles news, roster moves. Eagles have activated the 21-day practice windows for TJ Edwards, Rudy Ford, Jason Peters, and Jalen Reagor. So all those guys can get back on the field soon, potentially.
So the idea is they expect them to play in the next 3 weeks. Is that sooner?
The point is they could be taken off IR. They are in a practice window now, so they could be activated at any time now.
And the four, point. I'd say Reagor, Peters,
TJ Edwards, and Rudy Ford.
And John, I know you think TJ Edwards is their best linebacker.
Yeah.
So getting him back is not a small thing. And then Peters.
But I'm not saying he's great.
Right, I know you're not.
It's not saying a whole lot that he's our best linebacker.
And the key with Peters is getting his butt in and play guard.
Yes.
Right. Which you really got to consider so you don't have any more of the prior.
Well, it shouldn't even
Jamon
be
Brown
a consideration. It should be the plan.
I agree with you. All right, James, more news, NFL.
Yeah, NFL news, Jacina Anderson tweets, Odell Beckham Jr. just texted me, his ACL is torn, his season is over.
Well, that's a shame. I mean, he's obviously one of the great receivers in pro football. I'm not a huge fan of the guy. Anyone who listens to the show knows, you know, I just think he's a knucklehead, but he's an incredibly talented player. And I was curious to see kind of how it would work out in Cleveland, you know, with him and with that squad. They've obviously, you know, had success this year in ways they hadn't for, I don't know, two decades. That's a shame. It really is. Let's go to John in Drexel Hill. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good show. Enjoying your show.
Thanks, John.
Hey, listen, I know the Cowboys, they do have a ton of talent. They're very, very overrated. They have all this talent. Do you think that they're tanking to get that quarterback from Clemson?
No, not at all. I mean, it could turn into that, but they've tried to win. They've just been terrible.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like they don't want to pay Zach all that money. They get this new quarterback, and they have a couple years before they have to pay him big, big money. And this kid's a stud coming out of Clemson.
Well, think of it, Joe, but think of it this way. If they were tanking, they wouldn't have signed Andy Dalton to one of the most expensive backup quarterback contracts. I mean, he is so under-delivering based on making $7 million a year as a backup. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I just feel that. That's my gut feeling because I think Jerry Jones wants that quarterback. He doesn't want to.
Well, he might. He might shift his focus now on the fly, but the reality is, it seems hard to believe that the Jets are going to finish with more wins than Dallas.
Well, Dallas only has two. What do the Jets have? One?
Zero.
Zero.
Oh, zero. Okay, but I don't know. It's just my theory because you know they need a quarterback. I don't think they don't have the money to pay Prescott all that money because they signed all those wide receivers and those other outside offensive players. That's just my thought. And the Eagles are going to be in trouble because they're getting so old. They're getting old, and they need a lot of help coming up.
Well, they are going to need help. John, appreciate the phone call. I mean, yeah, that's a conversation about future years, and certainly that, you know, plays into things we're talking about, but not as much about this year. By the way, Twitter poll question of the day. Speaking of worse teams, and Dallas is really bad, our poll today brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Any of us that saw that game yesterday, the Dallas-Washington game, I think a lot of us have to walk away thinking it's certainly possible that Dallas has gone from the best team in the division, or at least the perceived best team in the division, and they did have the best record just a couple weeks ago when they had two wins, no one else did, to maybe, quickly, the worst team in the division. And so we will ask you this Twitter poll question of the day today. Who is the worst team in the NFC East? Normally, we're asking questions about who's going to win a division, who is the best team, stuff like that. Today, we flip it upside down. Who's the worst team? And we'll give you the four choices in alphabetical order. Obviously, A, Dallas, B, the New York Giants, C, the Eagles, that's Philadelphia Eagles in alphabetical order, and D, Washington. Who's the worst team in the division? You can hit us up, of course, at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter to vote for that. Let's talk to Doug, who's with us. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Guy. How you doing, Joe?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to bring up a point and try to clear this thing up. What I feel, though, first of all, I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm one of the realists. So Dallas's problem for years has been Jerry Jones, first of all. You know, when you look at what he had coach-wise there in Jimmy Johnson, and they just went downhill ever since, you know, they haven't been the same organization without that type of coaching.
Well, think about it this way. Two playoff wins in the last quarter century. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, because he's still trying. He's in this mode where he wants to buy a Super Bowl, and you can't buy a Super Bowl anymore. And because when the Eagles won their Super Bowl, you had to look at they were a hungry team, first of all.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Eagles were very hungry. I don't know. I don't know about the buying the Super Bowl thing. Something about his decision making, and he just doesn't. Their teams just don't. I think Dak Prescott has heart. I admire the way that guy competes, and obviously he's out now. But I think Dak Prescott has heart. But when I just look at the collective Eagles versus the collective Cowboys, I just see so much more heart from the Eagles.
And I think you can understand that when you boil it down to look at the number of times we've watched the Dallas Cowboys take a guy with a questionable, you know,
yep,
checkered past.
Yep.
It happens all the time. They're willing to give guys third, fourth, fifth chances, it seems. And there are a lot of times, to Howie's credit, where a really great player's been available out there, you know, a guy like a Jadeveon Clowney, that it's like he's not even on our list because of character concerns,
yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Well, and I also think when a player gets traded, and Yannick Ngakoue, of course, got traded again last week, second time in a couple months, bizarre. Paul Charchin, when he was on with us, alluded to something that's not publicly known.
Off the field
that he knows about. And you would think there's something there, right? Because for a team to trade him that fast again. The thing about some of these guys that get traded, like I'm taking this back to Amari Cooper. Why did the Raiders trade Amari Cooper? I don't know the answer. I just know this. To me, it was kind of a red flag. When you see a player traded who's a pretty darn good player, whether it's Odell Beckham or whether it's, Clowney was traded, right? Clowney was traded, right? From, if I'm remembering right, from
originally
the Texans
to
Seattle. You know, like some of these guys that get traded. I don't know about DeAndre Hopkins. I'm not sure. It might have been just a pure financial thing. that the Texans didn't want to commit $100 million or whatever to a wide receiver. I'm not really sure. But normally when a good player who is under contract, who is also still young, gets traded, it says to me something might not be right with that guy. And yeah. I wonder about a guy like, does Amari Cooper have as much heart when things get tough to reach down, dig down as Brandon Graham does? I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, think of the game against us at the end of last season.
I do.
Amari Cooper just not even on the field.
I know.
Not hurt, as far as we knew, but something was wrong.
Yeah, and it just, there's something there. And, of course, Jerry Jones committed $100 million to him. And it's like, all right, well, then you might not have a defense. Like, I know a lot of Eagles fans were freaked out when Amari Cooper re-signed with Dallas. If you remember, back when that happened in the spring, I said good. I would have said real bad if they had gotten him for 5 years and $25 million. They got him for $100 million. And I was like, as an Eagles fan, good. Because I don't think he's a $100 million player, and I knew it would have an effect on other parts of their team. And they have no defense.
Well, listen,
none.
The problem with the Dallas Cowboys, if there was one word you can identify, what's wrong with Dallas?
Jones?
My answer is discipline.
Discipline.
Discipline is the bottom line. And discipline is the foundation of good defense. They bring in undisciplined guys to start with, and then they try to make them do something that inherently they cannot do because they are undisciplined at their very core. Yeah. And you see it. You know, you see a big run by Antonio Gibson of the Washington Redskins on the underneath handoff, the misdirection, because guys bite.
See,
they're
this,
out of their gap.
Yeah.
It's undisciplined.
And this is all part of why I say, even though the Eagles are not great, not even good, and still have a ton of injuries, this all goes into the puzzle of why I feel confident being able to say the Eagles should win this division.
And here's... Here's the way I feel about that. Like our poll for today.
Yep.
You know, I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are the worst team in the division.
You think it's the
Their
Giants?
Talent, yeah, I think the Giants are the worst team. I think the talent gives them a chance to do something if they can somehow pull it together. I doubt they'll pull it together. But right now, they're third. Right now I have us at the top, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. And but I'm really nervous. Sitting at the top right now because this team who has already beaten us once and looked pretty good yesterday, the Washington football team,
right.
they do have talent.
They
have more talent than we do on the defensive side of the ball. They're not great, but then again, we aren't either.
And they do have a good coach.
They have a good coach.
You got to give Ron Rivera credit. He's a good coach. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on the conversation? The statement that the Eagles should win the division, agree or disagree. Again, 215-592-9494. We also have a $30 Fandango gift card to give away today. Big movies are back, and Tenet is a movie you can see, must see, now in theaters. Again, a $30 Fandango gift card on the line today. John, it was back on this day close to 100 years ago. I didn't even know this was possible, that Stonehenge was sold. Some dude owned it, and
no,
then,
it wasn't. Yeah, he bought it.
Yeah, and he sold.
He was a private owner of Stonehenge. Bought it. I guess a really rich guy.
I would suppose.
Tried to give it to his wife. She didn't really want it.
Whoops.
And he decided to gift it to Britain.
Oh, so it was a gift.
Yeah.
Wow, a gift. All right. So Stonehenge, obviously one of the great mysteries, you know, of all time. And in honor of that and the ridiculous name, I mean, who would have even thought it could be sold? I mean, does some private person own the Roman Colosseum? Like, what's going on here? Anyway.
That's crazy.
Apparently, it could be sold at one point or gifted or whatever the heck that is. So in honor of the very mysterious Stonehenge and everything that it's represented through the years, John, I'd ask you, James, and everyone at 215-592-9494 for what's mysterious. Or who's mysterious? Who or what is mysterious?
Ooh.
Best answer by the end of the show wins the $30 Fandango gift card. John, when you think of someone or something that is mysterious, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, John, what comes to mind for you?
Well, if you're driving around in the mystery machine, you're a group of kids solving mysteries on Scooby-Doo, you're pretty mysterious.
There it is. The mystery machine. John goes fictional. Seltzer, what do you got?
the biggest mystery that we talk about here quite often. 3 years running. How is it possible that the Philadelphia Eagles suffer as many injuries as they do year after year after year?
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
That's a great answer, man. Eagles, really injuries. Good. Look, I'm looking for great answers today for who or what is mysterious. 215-592-9494. I just feel the need, John, to take one off the board that I think is so consequential. Consequential? Help me out here.
Consequential.
Consequential. And it is of such importance that I don't know how this wouldn't be the winning answer, so I will just lay it out there. God. Does God exist?
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Right? I mean, that's – come on now.
What's the meaning of life? That
all
kind of
that
stuff. Yes, yes.
Now, are we taking all biblical sort of references off the board? Because
I think we should.
Then you get into a whole – I mean, yes, there's mystery there, but it also gets into personal belief and faith and – some believe and some don't believe. Mm-hmm. And I think we just take everything related to religion off the board.
That's
which
fair.
Is its own category. All right.
I think so.
All right. So other than religious things, who or what is mysterious? Hit us up 215-592-9494. Coming up, am I nitpicking or not? You be the judge. Up ahead, something that Doug Peterson said on Friday that bothered me. What it was and why it bothered me. I'll tell you next. You'll hear it next. In Doug's own words, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, plus all your phone calls and who or what is mysterious on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.